Lila Nishmas of Klein Mishkalman Ben Reli Melech Suvas Paragimel Mishnah Aleph Elu Nairus Sheish Leim Knas. These are the Nairus, the Gemara's Medaik, that not a Ketana. This is Shitas Rabbi Meir. But the Nairus have a Knas. That if a person rapes somebody, so one of the things that he has to do is he has to pay the father of the Naira of the girl 50 shekel, kesef. And the Torah says that he has to marry her. And in this Mishnah, we're dealing with cases where he can't get married. So does he still have to pay a knas, even though lo tia leisha, the chiv that he has to marry her, doesn't apply? So Mishnah says that he does have a knas. And what are the cases? Haba ala mamzeres. Person rapes a mamzeres. He's not allowed to marry a mamzeres. It's an iser lav. V'ala nesina. Nesina, these are goyim from the seven nations that were in Eretzol that we had a mitzvah to destroy and kill. They were from Chivi, and they were givonim. And they saw the Jews were going to kill all the goyim in Eretz Yisrael to conquer the land. So they tricked the Jewish nation, and they pretended that they came from a different place, and they wanted to make a bris, and they actually made a bris, an agreement, and they all converted. And then they found out afterwards that they were fakers. And what they did was, at least in the time of Yeshua, was that they gave them jobs to be water carriers and wood choppers and things like that. That's why they're called nesinim. They were given those jobs. It's machlok, as we had in the past, whether it's nesin d'oraisa or nesin d'rabbanan, to marry them. V'ala kusis. Kusis is a woman that's a kusi, that the king of Asher of Assyria brought these people in, kusim, and the lions were eating them, and a lot of them converted out of the fear of the lions. So it's a machlokes whether the conversions that they did were sincere or not, whether they're geri arayis, that's a concept, they only converted because of the lions, or they're geri emes. What's interesting is the Rav brings here, and this is Rashi Shita too, that this Tana held that kusim are geri arayis, and they're goyim. He says, uki goyim heim chashuvim, they're like goyim, interesting lashon. But if that's true, Taisus asks, why would you pay them a knas? If a person rapes a kusi, that's like raping a goy, and there's no din of paying a knas to the father of a goy. So Taisus actually holds that this Tana holds that they're geri emes. But the Bechidish in the Mishnah, Taisus says, is that I may think that we don't give them a knas, because by giving them a knas, it may encourage these averus. So it's Chiddush is that nevertheless, doesn't matter, we still give them a knas. Habal giyores v'ala shvuya v'ala shivcha sheniftu v'shenesgayru v'shenestachru p'chusas minois shloshom v'yomechad. If a person has relations with any of these girls, that there was a chshash that somebody took out their b'sulim, because either they were imprisoned, or they were shivcha, and they were by the goyim, and stam, they're treated like hefker. But the case we're talking about now is where they were less than 3 years old. So even if that happened, their besulim would come back. So if they all became freed from that, or became Jewish, before they were three, and then afterwards a person had relations with them, their besulim come back, and therefore there's a knas for raping them. Mishnah continues, Habalachai, so a person has relations with his sister, V'al Achis Aviv, his father's sister, V'al Achis Imo, his mother's sister, V'al Achis Ishtoi, his sister's sister, V'al Eshes Achiv, his brother's sister. All these women never had relations, they all had their psulim, and all of these unions would be a chiv kares. Beis Din wouldn't kill for these unions, but there'd be a chiv kares, and normally malchus. Now Eshes Achiv, how is she a psula? So it has to be, like the Rav says, that she only had Kedushin, and then she was divorced. So she's still a psula. Taisus being Shami, you can also say that she was an almana. If there's an almana, then there should be no aver here. It actually should be yibum. So you could say that the dead brother had children from another wife, and therefore there's no mitzvah of yibum. In that case, by the way, it would just be an iser lav. It wouldn't be an iser kares, but nevertheless, it's aser. And the Mishnah would teach us that there's a chiv of knas. Vela nida, also on a nida, is a chiv kares. All these cases, yesh lahen, knas, there's a knas. The Rav says, this is all talking about where he did not get hasra, he wasn't warned. But if he had hasra, then he's chayv in malchus, and any time somebody is chayv in malchus, v'chol aloka, ein mishalom, he doesn't also pay a knas. Person doesn't pay a knas if he's chayv in malchus. Af al pi shehein bekares, even though all these cases are chiv kares, ein bahen misa spastin. Still, he has to pay a knas. Why? Because the main point is, there's no misa spastin. Because if these averus were averus of misa spastin, that we're going to see soon, the next Mishnah, then he would not pay a knas.